Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
The vision is really a data-centric vision, and that is how do we, as Treasury, working with the CFO community across the government, how do we use data more effectively? How do we make sure it's more accurate? How do we present it more clearly to the public? And I've identified four major areas of activity that are really going to shape the future. And let me run through the four. One is to optimize federal dispersing. Treasury does about 85% of all payments or dispersing for the federal government. And our goal over the next couple of years is to make that all electronic from end to end, all the way starting at the invoice that initiates the payment in many cases, make that electronic from the invoice all the way through settlement. Make it all electronic, squeeze all the paper checks out of that process. So that's dispersing. That's one area. We've got a lot of initiatives in that. The second is collections. Treasury handles all collections coming into the government. And the goal there, much like dispersing, is to make that all electronic, to give the citizen options, modern, seamless, and secure options, rather than paper checks, mailing in paper checks, which are expensive to process on the government side, give the citizen electronic options like PayPal or other modern payment exchanges, give them options to make electronic payments, either paying for charges and fees, duties, and that sort of thing, give them electronic options. And then the third area is really around data and reporting, and to really provide the citizen much more modern, interactive ways to see the government finances, to see, you know, how their government's budget is spent, how the government is financed, where revenues come from, where expenditures occur, to provide a modern site like usaspending.gov is the prime example, to provide the citizen opportunities to see government finances. That's the third area. But also in that area, too, is improving some of the accounting challenges we have. Intergovernmental differences between agencies are one of the things that stand in the way of a clean audit opinion. And getting that clean audit opinion and solving the intergovernmental difference problem is also part of this area of improving data and improving accounting. And the final area is around shared services and to provide shared financial services to agencies in a way that really is so efficient and so well provided that agencies would consider using shared services to free up their resources to focus on their mission.
And on the collections piece of this, and to your point that it's a lot cheaper to issue electronic payments versus paper checks, I wanted to ask you a rescaling question. What does the Bureau do with employees who are perhaps still around issuing those paper checks? What's their role going to be in the next 5 years or 10 years?
Dealing with change at the fiscal service is nothing new. You know, if you look back, really only about 20, 25 years ago, we had about a dozen dispersing centers around the country that printed paper checks. And now, today, in 2019, we have two. So dealing with that kind of change is something we've been working with for decades. And over the years, have become quite proficient in reskilling employees and also, related to that, finding other areas where employees can grow and provide financial services to the broader community. For example, a number of our centers that used to be check printing or dispersing centers are now providing debt collection services to agencies. Some of them are providing shared services to other agencies. So reskilling the employees and giving them an opportunity to continue to serve the financial community, but in different ways, is something we've been dealing with for decades.
Going back to the optimizing federal disbursements plank of this, beyond making it cheaper, I'm